So close your eyes, for what a lovely way to be. Aware of things your heart alone was meant to see.
Good morning, I'm Peter Solomon, you're tuned to Jazz 88, and it's my pleasure to welcome Karin Allison today to the morning show. She is one of the headlining acts at the Twin Cities Jazz Festival coming up later in June. Her new recording on Origin Records, A Kiss for Brazil, was released on May 17th. Karin, welcome.
Thank you very much, Peter. Good to be with you.
So I know that you have roots in Minneapolis, that you're from Nebraska, but you were here in the 1980s. I was wondering if you could kind of talk about your connection to the Twin Cities.
Sure. When I lived in, I guess I was in Omaha at the time. I graduated from University of Nebraska at Omaha. And I moved to Minneapolis because my mom and my sister had moved there, and there was obviously a very good scene. I felt like it was a good next step for me. Looking back, and met some terrific players whom I still love and work with today. Laura Caviani, goodness, I remember working a lot with Phil Hay, with Keith Boyles, with so many people. Obviously, I knew the Petersons a little bit and loved that family a lot. And, you know, the beat goes on. There's so much talent in those cities.
So I want to obviously talk to you about this new recording. It's called A Kiss for Brazil. It's your 17th album, and it's not the first time that you've decided to devote a recording to Brazilian music. You had one that came out in 2008 previously. Can you talk about the idea that went behind creating this new recording?
Sure. Ever since I've been a jazz performer, Brazilian music has crept into my repertoire. The very first CD I did when I went to Kansas City after Minneapolis, I recorded my own CD under my own auspices called I Didn't Know About You. And we included Insensatez, Jobim's Insensatez. And I think we sambatized some other things like It Might As Well Be Spring.
I'm as restless as a willow in a windstorm. I'm as jumpy as a puppet on a string. I say that I had spring fever when I know it isn't spring. I'm as starry.
I got to know and work with this wonderful quartet in Kansas City, whom I still love today, too. Danny Embry, Rod Fleeman, Bob Bowman, Todd Strait, Paul Smith, the Sons of Brazil from Kansas City, all those musicians influenced me greatly on my Brazilian influence, I guess, because they loved it. And so I started to put this into my material. Eventually, you know, I was already signed with Concord Records when this happened, but we did a CD called From Paris to Rio, which included my French songs that I love and also Brazilian songs. So that was the first foray into the Brazilian thing. And then, as you mentioned, Imagina a little bit later, and then now A Kiss for Brazil. A Kiss for Brazil was really born out of wanting to document at least two songs with the great singer José Passos.
Beijo massa em Salvador, o verão está no fim. Todo mato está em flor, eu me sinto num jardim.
And she was coming into New York, which is where I live now, and I have for over 20 years. She was coming through New York, and so I asked her, and she's a friend and a fan of mine, and I'm a huge fan of hers. Would you like to go into the studio with me? I'll take care of it. You just, you know, come and let's decide if we want to record a couple songs. So we did that. Long story short, got this tremendous band together, Rafael Barata, Harvey S., Vitor Gonçalves, and Yotam Silverstein. These were new players to me, mostly, but Rafael helped me gather the mostly Brazilian band, and she was working with those guys too. So let me say that it just sort of went from there, and I thought, well, we've got two songs with her, let's keep going. And so we did with the band. So she's a guest on two tunes, which is a big honor for me.
I became familiar with her years ago when she did a tribute to João Gilberto. I did not know her as a songwriter, and I thought this was interesting. Can you talk about the song that she contributed to recording, Month of March in Salvador?
Month of March in Salvador, the sun was coming to an end. All the flowers are in bloom, and it feels just like a garden.
One can walk. Yes, thanks for asking about that. That's her song called Dunash, which means the dunes. And Rafael, the drummer, and I, when we were deciding what songs that we might sing together, Jose and I've always loved that song very, very much. I thought, well, she's singing it in Portuguese, of course, and what can I contribute to it? So Rafael and I, he translated it for me, and I put poetry to it, if that makes sense. So we collaborated on the lyric, and she okayed it, as well as the lyricist for that song. But he was very, very kind and said, I love this version. Please go ahead. So we got permission for it. And that's how that one happened.
So you've been doing Brazilian material at least since the 1990s. And have you learned how to speak Portuguese fluently in order to sing this material? Can you talk about...
Or I should say, no. Eu não falo português muito bem. I sing Portuguese, and I have a wonderful tutor who helps me. I've been to Brazil, goodness, maybe 5 or 6 times. I can, you know, sort of get by on some phrases, but it's mostly phonetic for me. And I know the phrases and what I'm trying to say, you know, the emotional content of it. And when I sing in French, I'm fairly fluent in French. So that comes, I would say, a little more naturally to me, but I love the grooves and the sounds of Brazil.
Can you talk about a few other of the highlights in the album, like maybe a couple of songs that really stood out to you?
Sure. I've always loved Javan's song, Flor de Lis. That is the opener on this recording. So I love that track a lot.
Eu só sei que amei, que amei, que amei, que amei, será teu beijo.
Let's see. The other song that Rosa Passos is on is Ucrânia Amor, the great Vinicius de Moraes song. A new one to me was The Gift of Love.
No strings of pearls or a velvet glove. The thing I long for is the gift of love.
Ricardo, and it's done by instrumentally a lot, but Edie Gourmet had a big hit with it, and Rafael turned me onto that song. I've always loved Maya de Carnaval, Black Orpheus, Only Trust Your Heart, which is really more of a nod to Brazilian music than a Brazilian tune. It's a Benny Carter song, which I've always loved. There are 10 songs. I find it a very listenable, groovy, again, sonic love letter to Brazil.
Maya, tão bonita, Maya. Na vida uma nova canção, cantando só.
So let's talk about your appearance at the upcoming Twin Cities Jazz Festival. Do you know who you're going to be working with on stage?
I do. Vitor Gonzalves, this beautiful pianist / accordion player that's featured on the record. He's just fantastic. Wonderful Marty Jaffe, great bassist from this area, the East Coast. The wonderful drummer Jerome Jennings, whom I've worked with many years here in New York. I think that's all. I'll be playing some piano as well. And we'll feature mostly A Kiss for Brazil music, but we'll open it up a little bit too, I'm sure, which we typically do. And I'm excited about this festival. I've never performed at this festival. I've at the Dakota, you know, for years, which I love. Shout out to Lowell Pickett. And also Crooners, been performing there too since they opened up, a lovely club. Shout out to Mary and all the folks there. So I'm excited to be invited by Dana at the festival to perform.
Is there anything else you'd like to say before I let you go?
Thanks to KBEM. You guys have been champions of ours for many, many years. I appreciate you and my family. I look forward to being there.
And you can look forward to seeing and hearing Karin Allison at the Twin Cities Jazz Festival later in June. Her album, A Kiss for Brazil, was recently released on Origin Records. Karin, thank you so much.
Thank you, Peter.
I'll sing to the sun in the sky. I'll sing till the sun rises high. Carnival time is here. Magical time of year. And as the time draws.